Jimmy Carter on Adultery by Daniel Gallagher. The year 1976 was a good one to be a six-year-old boy from Pittsburgh. I wasn't too young to realize that Watergate had shaken our confidence in Washington and that inflation was pinching our pocketbooks, but I was old enough to celebrate the bicentennial with great pride. Snug in my Steelers helmet, I sped around the neighborhood on a Huffy, stars and stripes flapping high over my banana seat. That helmet was still squeezing my ears as I watched Jimmy Carter accept the Democratic presidential nomination one balmy July evening. We had no cell phones, no tablets, no laptops, just a TV and an oven-heated TV dinner. Such memories swirled in my head as the 39th president was laid to rest in Plains, Georgia, on Thursday. My parents, steeped in the pro-life movement, didn't vote for him, of course. Our candidate went on to lose the Republican primary in August, but would come roaring back to defeat Carter in 1980. Still, we had enormous respect for the peanut farmer from Georgia. However much we disagreed with his politics and were aghast at the increasingly pro-abortion platform of his party, he seemed to take his Christian faith seriously. That became quite clear in an interview Carter gave to Playboy's Robert Scheer later in 1976. Though it received far too much attention at the time, the interview is well worth revisiting today, for it shows the uncompromising fidelity expected of all of us when it comes to gospel teaching. Though Hugh Hefner's Monthly was better known for its centerfolds, it did include some serious journalism. In fact, Carter was neither the first presidential figure Scheer interviewed nor the last. But what caught the nation's attention in Carter's interview was a confession that he had committed lust in his heart on many occasions. The ensuing media frenzy made us completely lose sight of his understanding of Scripture and himself. He was, in fact, unpacking the meaning both of serious sin and of God's forgiveness. Committing adultery, according to the Bible, which I believe in, is a sin. For us to hate one another, for us to have sexual intercourse outside marriage, for us to engage in homosexual activities, for us to steal, for us to lie, all these are sins. But Jesus teaches us not to judge other people. We don't assume the role of judge and say to another human being, "You're condemned because you commit sins." All Christians, all of us, acknowledge that we are sinful and the judgment comes from God, not from another human being. He got even more personal. "I try not to commit a deliberate sin. I recognize that I'm going to do it anyhow because I'm human and I'm tempted." And Christ said, some almost impossible standards for us. Christ said, "I tell you that anyone who looks on a woman with lust has in his heart already committed adultery." I've looked on a lot of women with lust. I've committed adultery in my heart many times. This is something that God recognizes I will do, and I have done it, and God forgives me for it. But that doesn't mean that I condemn someone who not only looks on a woman with lust, but who leaves his wife and shacks up with somebody out of wedlock. The most impressive thing about Carter's exegesis is the seriousness with which he took Matthew 5 verses 27 to 28. He practically equated adultery of the heart with adultery of the flesh. The irony, of course, is that his explanation appeared in a publication whose very purpose is to lure men into committing adultery in their hearts. But in 1976, you had to make a serious effort to access that publication, and in many quarters, it was still taboo. Most barbers wouldn't be caught dead with a copy of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue in their shops, let alone a Playboy. So, what Carter evidently had in mind was the way he looked at women fully clothed on the street. Neither he nor anyone else could have imagined the ease of accessibility to nudity and much worse in the years to follow. We might be surprised to learn that the seriousness with which Jimmy Carter read Matthew 5 verses 27 to 28 accords with Catholic teaching. In paragraph 2336 of the Catechism, we read that the tradition of the Church has understood the sixth commandment as encompassing the whole of human sexuality. More specifically, chastity is the successful integration of sexuality within the person and thus the inner unity of man in his bodily and spiritual being. Sexuality, in which man's belonging to the bodily and biological world is expressed, becomes personal and truly human when it is integrated into the relationship of one person to another. CCC 2337. Jimmy Carter's exegesis is all the more crucial at a time when many men either think or act as if pornography, even in its light, playboy-like form, can serve as a remedy for adulterous temptation rather than the basis for its most egregious commission within the heart. See, for example, Matt Frad's discussion with Dennis Prager. Carter understood this perfectly. And if anyone would doubt the concrete effect his strict interpretation of Matthew 5 verses 27 to 28 had on his life, one only has to look at the 77 years of marriage he shared with Rosalind. There's no denying it. Unwieldy inflation, crippling energy supplies, an interminable hostage crisis, and a host of other problems heavily weighed on Jimmy Carter and the nation when he left office in 1981. By that time, we could have cared less what he said to Playboy for years earlier, though it almost cost him the election. But recalling the interview now is crucial since when it comes to sexuality and its perversions, 2025 is a much, much different year than 1976. Heeding his words would do us infinitely more good than the harm it could have done him back then.